You know, I have been looking forward to this conversation since I knew I was going to be able to talk with Kellyanna Brooking, 14 years old, Turning Point USA's youngest president and ambassador from the Seattle, Washington area. Wow, talk about a diamond in the rough. That is Kellyanna Brooking. How you doing, Kellyanna? Thank you for joining me.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you are a real phenomenon in the conservative movement and among young people who are, seeing the right way to look at things. And I think at a time when a lot of us older folks are thinking the country's going to you-know-where in a handbasket and all of the young people are progressive, man, you are a voice of clarion conservatism. How in the world did you get involved in the political movement and come to the way that you view the world? And, of course, we'll talk about that, what that way is. But your interest, how did it all evolve?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And what got me involved in politics was obviously here in Seattle. Summer of 2020, we had Chop Chaz, as I'm sure you know, which was defunding the police. And people were treating the police officers horribly, and our police were being actively defunded. And growing up, I was never taught about politics per se. I was just taught to respect those who helped to serve to make our lives safer. So when I saw that this was happening in Seattle, and I saw the way that local journalists and news anchors were covering the issue, they were glamorizing the issue instead of bringing attention to the issue. And to me, it wasn't necessarily a political thing at first. It was just morally wrong. So I knew that I needed to speak out against it because nobody else was. And then going forward, later that summer, I read Tommy Lahren's book, Never Play Dead, and I realized that what was happening with the defunding of the police movement and ACAB and the way that kids and people in Seattle were treating this issue, I realized it very much was a political thing, and I need to speak out against it.
Well, I'm just amazed. I mean, I am just so, I'm just so thrilled that you're so active, and you're already an accomplished public speaker. You have your own website, KellyannaBrooking.com. And now you have, what is it, a podcast now? Is it a weekly or a how often are you podcasting now?
I have a 30-minute talk show called A Few Words where I film, and those will be uploaded throughout the year.
Uh-huh. It's called A Few Words, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you formed your Turning Point USA hub when you were 12 years old.
Yes, I did.
Tell me what's involved in that, and then what kind of events do you do, and what kind of membership are you gaining? I would imagine with your charisma and charm and articulation, you probably are building quite an organization. Tell us about how you're growing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've done food drives, clothing drives. We've done things with churches, and we've gone to numerous political events and speaking events and rallies here in Washington State. And unfortunately, we used to have quite a few members. We used to meet regularly, and we used to have a lot of people. And this was when I was in, I think, this is when I was in seventh grade. And there was a lot of older people involved in it that were going into their freshman year of high school. And when they went to school, they got blue-pilled, and they lost hold of that conservative values that they used to have, that their parents taught them and what they grew up with. Because when you go to a public school in such a liberal dominated area, it can be easy to be easily persuaded or brainwashed by what the school is saying, which is the liberal agenda. So we lost a lot of members during that time. But there were some people that still stuck around, and we still got to go to events and do numerous things, which was awesome. We went to Florida. We went to a Turning Point event, so that was awesome. But unfortunately, our members definitely went down when they went to public high school.
Well, I can see, though, a potential synergy between, parents of the more conservative persuasion that want to be there to sort of team with their children as they see more critical race theory and 1619 and gender ideology creep into the curriculum, banding together with organizations like yours, because I would imagine there's probably, if not overt, at least some implicit intimidation when you do, maybe write a paper for a history or civics class and, show your opinion. Isn't this a nice time with parents after pandemic becoming more aware of some of the liberal indoctrination to sort of help defend the kids or not?
You know, I think that in more conservative areas where there are parents heavily involved in school boards and constantly involved in schools, and they are raised on those Christian conservative values, and they help their kids to go on that path too, I think that's fantastic. But sadly, I think most parents in Washington State are only been really looking at school boards since the pandemic started. And I think most of their parents will vote in a leftist way, because the way that the school board and the liberal schools will push it is that the teachers union needs help. Feel bad for the special education kids and these poor teachers that had to go through the pandemic, when really majority of the teachers in Washington State, when they were still getting paid when they were at home or not. That's why they kept voting for the mask mandates, and they kept voting for they didn't have to go back to school to genuinely teach. And it's really sad that that's what's happening with the teachers union. Continue.
So do you go to a private school or public school?
I go to a public school.
Okay, so do you feel comfortable when you are outspoken in a way that maybe you suspect, or maybe it's clear, are at odds with your teacher's perspective? In other words, is there a civil relationship, and do you feel like you penalized in grading or, in any other way by your view that may be at odds with most of the teachers?
You know, I've recently been very fortunate to be able to move to a more conservative area of Washington State. So at this school, I feel comfortable. We have outspoken conservative school board members, and the area and the community is pretty conservative. But I do still live in Washington State. I still go to Seattle regularly, where people know me and they target me. And I can definitely speak on last school year. There's no way that I was ever felt comfortable doing what I was doing, but I still did it anyway, because if I didn't do it, nobody else was going to. And here in Seattle, it's so interesting, because not only are my peers treating me this way, but grown adults are doing it as well.
Wow, I tell you, this is amazing. Well, you are a story of courage and inspiration, and I think aspiration for many folks who are thinking like, wow, all I got to do is get out there and organize and start, a nucleus, and next thing you know, things can grow. I know it's heavy lifting, but you seem absolutely bound and determined to make sure that you're making a difference in your community. And I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more from Kellyanna Brooking as the years go by. And you have a political science interest, I imagine, in your future, don't you?
Yes, my plan of right now is majoring in communications and minoring in political science.
All right. Well, I hope you'll visit with us from time to time, Kellyanna, and become a friend of the show, because we're going to be following you at kellyannabrooking.com. And I'll be listening to your show, too, as you post new episodes. Thanks for being with me this morning on the Randy Tobler Show so early. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you, too.